Innovisor, a consulting firm, conducted research in 29 countries and found that when men and women select a colleague to collaborate with, both were significantly more likely to choose someone of the same gender. Yet, diverse groups often perform better. Armed with this information, managers should take a more active role in mixing and matching when assigning teams. Or, at the very least, managers should point out this tendency to give employees the motivation to shake things up. My own attempts to point out gender bias have generated more than my fair share of eye-rolling from others. At best, people are open to scrutinizing themselves and considering their blind spots. At worst, they become defensive and angry. One common instance of bias crops up during job performance evaluations. When reviewing a woman, the reviewer will often voice the concern, while she's really good at her job, she's just not as well liked by her peers. When I hear language like that, I bring up the Heidi Howard study and how success and likability are negatively correlated for women. I ask the evaluator to consider the possibility that this successful female may be paying a gender-based penalty. Usually, people find the study credible, nodding their heads in agreement, but then bristle at the suggestion that this might be influencing the reaction of their management team.